In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Alphonsus Liguori was a great moralist, a bishop zealous for the salvation of his sheep, founder of the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, known as the Redemptorists. But above all, he was a great saint, and with his life and his miracles, performed in life and after his death, God wanted to extol his servant as an example for all. There's a reason why it has always been said that the lives of the saints are a living gospel, since no one better than they have lived the evangelical teachings. One of the things that St. Alphonsus Liguori leaves us as a message and testament to all Christians in general and to their children in particular is the need for prayer. He always insisted, "He who prays is certainly saved, and he who does not pray is certainly condemned." All those who have been saved through prayer, and all the condemned have been condemned for not having prayed. Another important point of his spirituality was his immense love for Jesus in the Eucharist and for Mary, our Mother. He constantly taught that to become saints, we must accept and fulfill God's will at all times. That is why we can hear as a personal message the words that he wrote in a letter on January 1, 1762, which he could address to each of us. "I bless you now on behalf of the Holy Trinity, and especially on behalf of Jesus Christ. I also bless you on behalf of the Virgin Mary, so that she obtains for you holy perseverance. I beg you to love the Virgin Mary very much, and to always call upon her for her help if you want to become saints." Cheer up, be happy, become saints, and love Jesus Christ very much, who for love of each one of you has given his blood and life. Become saints and pray to God for me. I am already close to death, and I see that I have done nothing for God. You at least stay to love him for me. I hug you in the heart of Jesus Christ, and again I bless you. Long live Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and Teresa. We can be spiritual children of St. Alphonsus Liguori, considering him as a spiritual father and invoking him frequently to ask for his help and intercession in the problems and difficulties of life. There are many prophecies or announcements of future events that our dear St. Alphonsus Liguori made throughout his life. Let's hear some of them that he could only know by supernatural knowledge. In one of the missions of the year 1737, a Carmelite religious said, "My deceased mother told me that after a young man asked for her hand in marriage, she consulted with the servant of God, but he dissuaded her by adding that she would marry in Naples, and her first child would be a future Carmelite. As was verified, marrying my father 4 years later. And at the age of 15, although I had tried to do it in other orders, I entered the order of the Brothers of the Blessed Virgin Mary of Mount Carmel, also known as Carmelites, without anyone's help or recommendation." Mr. Trocey was told by doctors that there was no hope of recovery. They communicated this to St. Alphonsus Liguori. In the morning, he celebrated Mass for the sick man and sent him a little image of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, telling him to entrust himself to the Virgin and being sure that he will obtain health. Upon receiving the image and kissing it, the patient felt better, and after a few days, he was healthy. Father Francis stated in the process of beatification, when the servant of God came to give missions in Amalfi, Italy, in 1756, I had a sick younger brother who was 3 years old. He had convulsions that threw him to the ground. My mother took him to the servant of God, who made the sign of the cross on his forehead and told his mother, "Take courage, because your son will be healed. He will be a priest, and he will lead many souls to God." From that day on, he has not suffered from such evil. He was perfectly healed and became a priest. And now he is parish priest of the church in the Diocese of Cava e Sarno. The same Father Francis certified, "There was a pregnant lady who was in bed with a very serious illness. She asked the servant of God to go see her to obtain her health from God. He went to visit her at her house and assured her that she would give birth to a daughter who would be a religious. He also told her that she would not be cured of her illness and that her only son, who was healthy, would die in a few years." All of which came true in time. Her daughter was born, and over time she became a nun. The son died at the age of 7 approximately, and she died after a long time from the same illness she had. I know all this because I am her confessor, friend, and neighbor of her house. Another witness declared, "I know for a fact that while the servant of God was visiting Airola in the province of Benevento, Italy, there was a 13-year-old boy. This boy did not receive the sacrament of confirmation and was sick. Accompanied by me, the servant of God went to this boy's house and gave him the sacrament of confirmation. But St. Alphonsus Liguori told him, 'You must be happy. 3 days from now, you will be in paradise.' And even though the boy seemed to be getting better, on the third day, he got worse and died." Another priest certified, "One of my cousins, who was 30 years old, was spiritually directed by the servant of God. Her father wanted her to be a religious in the monastery in the city, where until now, two of her religious sisters are. She spoke with St. Alphonsus Liguori, and he encouraged her to obey her father. But at the same time, the saint told her that God did not want her to be religious, but to be celibate in her house. What the saint said in prophecy was fulfilled, since even though she did everything possible to enter the convent, she did not succeed. In the year 1779, in the town of the region of Campania, there was a constant drought. St. Alphonsus Liguori was moved, and on May 16th, he put on his habit and had himself taken to the main parish to preach prayer and penance. It was moving to see the old bishop, invalid, and preaching. The saint promised the people of the town that if they converted, God would comfort them with rain on Sunday. And on Sunday afternoon, 2 hours before the Angelus prayer, a stormy hurricane blew in, and before nightfall, it was raining all over the town. It was interesting to note that the long-awaited rain only fell in that specific town, whose inhabitants had joined St. Alphonsus Liguori in prayer and penance. Another priest declared, "When I was young, the specialist doctors told me that I would die soon. The servant of God intervened and restored his peace and hope, saying, 'Calm down, you will not die so soon. Yes, it awaits you a life of sorrows and pains.' Indeed," the priest adds, "it has been and is an existence of trials, since for 50 years I have suffered serious discomfort. And more than once, I have found myself on the verge of death, but I've been pulling in the way of your prophecy." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.